Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're out in Nick's Grandstand Grill. I'm looking out over the racetrack here in Timonium. Can't be any more Baltimore Positive than that. Leonard Raskin joins us now. Of course, our friend, our sponsor from Raskin Global and the American Dream, and helping you make some money. You were on the phone like advising somebody a minute ago, but I got to advise everybody about the Maryland Lottery. Leonard got a Betty Boop scratch-off ticket here. He's letting himself play. Also brought to you by our friends at Window Nation. We got such great sponsors, one of our newest sponsors. I'm going to wear the hat at some point. He hits my hair. So, but I got the Window Nation. And, of course, our friends at Goodwill Industries and Lisa and our friends will be telling you more about the Excel Center and all the things they're doing with jobs programs at Goodwill. You were helping a client over here. Now, you know, I've become a client in recent times, and people call about – what do people call about right now? Like Memorial Day – market's a little wonky. No, like, know, people call, right?
Yeah, people call, but I'm really fortunate, man. When we talk about investing with the people that we advise, we ground them in the fact that the markets go up and the markets go down, and that you don't have permission to get the gains in the market when the market goes up unless you're able to endure the fact that the market goes down. So you have to be in.
That's a life lesson, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Staying in it.
That's right. You have
staying
to be persistency. You got to hang in. And when things look dark and difficult, you got to get through it. I don't know who said it. It was probably some sports guy or something. But somebody once said, you know, maybe some Army general. I can't remember. Patton or something. When you're going through hell, keep on going. So, you know,
I often think how many people other than me could have ever kept an AM radio station going like this without just quitting.
Right.
Like this without
right.
quitting.
Right.
Just saying,
that's it. I'm done.
I just don't want to do this anymore.
That's right. And so
I've had days where I didn't want to do this anymore.
Where you were.
And then I changed it.
And then you say, here I am. And then you make it different.
I used to do it all day.
That's right.
Now Lamar Jackson's holding out of OTAs,
what
getting mouthy on internet. I have been retweeted and screamed at more this weekend. And in ever my life. And I wonder, like, why did I even get involved in this conversation other than I was sitting in my car in the rain before I came in here, and Lamar Jackson's tweeting something ridiculous and just ridiculous. Just ridiculous.
I didn't see it. What did he say?
His teammates are out practicing.
Yeah.
Chris Sims said something about him being a leader and needing to be there.
Right.
Most grown-ups
right.
would say...
Nothing.
Well, I mean, this has now turned into... A negotiation.
It's an event now.
Well, it's a negotiation.
Yeah, something's happening.
Him holding
happening.
Out is, I'll show up when you pay me.
That's right.
And I don't know that that's leadership, right? That's not
you.
True leadership.
I hear you. Well, he still has a contract through this year, right? Technically, doesn't he?
Yes.
Oh, through this season.
He will have a contract as long as they want
no,
it to.
No, no, no. But my point is, he's on his...
It's indentured servitude
when
you know, they just...
But he's on his rookie contract still.
Him, right?
Isn't he?
Yes.
So... You know, the one thing I hate about pro sports, and I'm a sportaholic. I love sports, all sports.
You don't like the draft at all, do you?
I don't mind the draft.
Well,
it's okay.
But come on.
It's okay.
You're going to be fundamental about this.
It's your first job. It's the way you get in the league. There's draft, and there's undrafted free agents. If you put yourself through the college experience with the intention that you're going to be a top pick, and you go in the third round, that's on you. Okay? You didn't have to be a superstar. This is the way you get into the league. So if that's the way you get into the league and the league isn't changing that, so be it. But my opinion is you sign that rookie contract, you get in there, and I don't know the financials of the athletes or the sport, but my deal is you sign that initial rookie contract, you play it out. If you can renegotiate it and they're willing to renegotiate it, great. But if you stink, you know, they can cut you, and if you're phenomenal, they'll re-sign you. And we all know the second contract and the future is where the money's made.
Well, this is his day to get that.
That's right.
Okay,
so,
and I don't mind
so he'll
that.
Get it, and he'll get it.
Show
up. I've got no
problem.
There's
wrong with showing up and saying, I'm not going to throw footballs today,
yeah.
but I'll meet with the media, and we'll talk, and
I'm
we'll
here.
Talk about the negotiation.
I agree.
I care.
I agree. I
and
get
I'm
that.
I'm bumping my teammates.
I get that.
I'm a leader. I'm a
I get
leader.
That.
I want
and,
you to pay me $50 million a year, not
and he's
40.
Not. And he's not going to be hurt in the OTAs, I guess. So nobody's hitting him. He's just going out there and throw the ball.
I love how, you know, somebody just asked me at the bar, what's OTA stand for? I said, well, they think it's optional team activity, but it's really organized.
Right. Not optional. And, look, you got to show up where you got to show up. But anyway, Back to the market fund. Back to the market fund.
You don't want to talk about Lamar.
You know, it's not my game. I'm not in the contract negotiation. I don't know what happens if he shows up or doesn't show up. You know, what you said, I think, is really profound, though. He's going to get paid. So who's he hurting by not showing up?
His own reputation.
Right. And what's the point of that?
I don't know.
He's not hurting the team. He's not helping the team.
This isn't a reputation about me being a mouthy, you know, sports radio guy.
Sure,
and
it
like
is.
I know better. No, it's not.
No, I'm kidding.
No,
kidding.
I think
my point is.
I think I've watched this a long time, and I think if you want to be a generational leader, you know, I don't care how old you are. This is the way the kids do it these days, or
no.
This is the way we negotiate in the league.
Got it. No,
there is no negotiation right here.
Right,
you're
he's
under contract,
and he's going to get paid. We know he's going to.
So
get
why
paid.
Not show yourself? In the best possible way.
And say, here
I
am,
pay
me.
Eat a dozen shrimp.
Here I am, pay me. I mean, that's his deal. That's what I said. Who does it hurt for him to show up? Doesn't hurt him. He's not going to be hurt by showing up. If he's thinking I'm going to be in a lesser bargaining position.
You're not.
No, that's not. And so there is the question of who's giving him the advice not to show up. Well, as far as I know, he's his own agent, right?
There's no gain in him not being.
That's my point. If there was an advantage to him in the negotiations of not showing up, that's different. But I don't think there is.
That advantage happens August 3rd.
That's
when
right.
You say, I'm not coming to camp.
When it matters.
Right.
This doesn't matter. This is just a, like you said, reputational thing.
Well, some people on the internet say this doesn't matter because it's optional. I'm like, no. The 85% of the teams out there.
That's right.
And if 85% of the teams out there and you want to be the leader.
Of those men. You
just show up and you show that you're here and you care when they care because they're out there sweating today.
And where is
and
he?
If you're not, you don't go on the internet in the middle of practice and mouth off to some quarterback on NFL Network.
Right.
It's the issue here, and if I'm writing the sports column for the Baltimore Banner next week, which I'm not, but if I were, I think it's a maturity issue. It's a grown-up situation that maybe at 53 I would have been full of more piss and vinegar at 23 because I would have been.
Right.
Would have been. We
right.
all would have been.
Wisdom.
But we all would have had somebody pull us up by the collar and say, dude, these people have paid you $12 million. They're going to pay
show
you another
up.
$22 million this year.
Right.
They want you to be a leader. They're trying to show up so you earn the $300 or $400, whatever you're trying to get.
It's going
to
be big.
Whatever you're
big.
Trying to get. Part yep. of the negotiation to getting that is being a guy who's here in all weather. In all times,
going
because
the
you're the leader
going through
of the
storms.
Team.
That's right. That's it. I agree. I'm not against that one bit. And as I say, I don't see any advantage in him not being there. That's the thing. So why not just show up?
I don't
up?
See any harm in him not being there either. But if there's no harm in not being there, why are the other 85% of the guys there?
Why are they there? That's exactly right.
Why are there 65 guys running around on the field here
in the rain,
waiting to have their real quarterback throw them the football,
yep.
and their real quarterback is driving around in his Lamborghini, tweeting out at television hosts? It's insane.
I get it.
That's a maturity
you.
Issue.
Absolutely.
Right.
I'm with you.
Let Raskin here. Raskin Globe, tell me what you do and how you do it other than wearing Ohio State shirts.
Yeah.
You're about to go live the American dream
in
Europe,
We're going to do a little Europe trip. But what we do for people here and around the country is we help people understand how their money works and how to make it work better, how to make it work stronger, how to get that money in a place where you can do the things you want to do with it. You know, how to count the pennies, how to understand your budget, how to understand taxes, how to save taxes, how to invest your money, how to protect your wealth. Everything about money that is from the time you touch it to the time you lay in a box or get cremated and distribute it. What goes on with everything in between?
It's complicated.
It is complicated.
Like, the more I've talked to you about it, just on a really general, if somebody just got in the car, just listening to us because they listen. The things that you've taught me, not even like on the air or whatever, but just little, I don't want to call them tricks, but just things regular people wouldn't know. People wouldn't know these things.
Look, here's the one thing I will tell you. The thing about money is that we all earn it. Well, hopefully we all earn it. But
we have to if we're going to eat, right?
Or you're going to be in a tent somewhere, maybe.
We're all working for the same coin unless we're in the Bitcoin business.
That's it. So we earn money. And the problem or the thing about money that's interesting is because we earn it, we think we know something about it. And because we know somebody who has maybe a little more than us, we think they know something about it. It may just be they earned more. It doesn't mean they know more.
Broke and driving a Lamborghini.
You're exactly right. You know, what do they say down in Texas? All hat, no cattle.
All hat, no cat. I've never heard that.
So there are people that are like bluster. It's kind of like the Brady Bunch house. It's a TV set. There's nothing there behind it.
Right.
It's a wall. There's no. It's
like
held
the thing
up.
In Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, it's nothing there. That's exactly right. So the thing about money is a lot of people make it. Not a lot of people know what to do with it. But they think they do. And they think by reading on the internet or by asking a cousin or a friend that they're going to get good advice.
Well, I remember 100 years ago, I'll invest in gold.
Well, right now you can listen to 100 guys on the radio or TV tell you that you should be buying gold. The world's ending. You got to buy gold. Okay, great. What are they selling you the gold for? Your money. Question that. It's an interesting thought, isn't it? They want to sell you their gold for your money, but they don't want you to keep your money. You should own gold. I don't know why, but that's what they say. So I've trained. I've spent a career. I've spent 36 years learning and understanding and helping people understand what the financial institutions are about, how the government works relative to your money, and what's going on in the world out there. You know, in its simplest form, let's go back to being kids. In its simplest form, most of us played Monopoly, played the game of life, those two board games.
Right.
There are rules of how to play those games, and there are strategies of how to win those games. And the thing is, some people just roll the dice and play, and they don't even understand what they're doing. They just play. And that's how the game of life.
I tried to get Boardwalk, and I tried to get
Park Place.
What I really tried to get was the Orange property, St. Paul, Tennessee, and New York.
Because
you get them coming out of jail.
That's right.
Everybody goes to jail. Monopoly. And everybody's a criminal Monopoly.
Literally, there are strategies of how to win the game. And if you understand those strategies, you're a better player. And with money, there are strategies of things to do that make you more money and that help you control your wealth, have choices with your wealth. And I will tell you, the government and financial institutions are not your friends. If you do a strategy based on government rules, you will find yourself behind. If you do strategies based on exactly what the banks and the mutual fund companies and the investment firms and the insurance companies tell you what to do, you will end up behind.
Well, they're looking out for their interest.
Of course. And so they market things in such a way
Literally their interest.
Absolutely. See what I saw what you did there?
Yeah, right.
They
singular, not but singular
right.
isn't singular. Singular is
right.
plural. Interest is always plural.
Always. and always compounding. they market to you in a way that says this is what you should do. And you have to take a thought and spend a minute and say, are they telling me what's best for me or what's best for them? My role is as an independent advisor and a fee-based advisor that I charge for wisdom. I charge for giving you answers to what to do with your money so you can have the things you want your money to do for you and not in the interest of the financial institutions.
I'm going to give you a free plug now because I've given you paid plugs, but I'm going to give you a free plug now. For what you charge and the amount of money we're trying to protect and grow and the interest and me and my wife at this point in our lives, it's probably an incredible bargain. And, you know, in the
end.
It's probably...
Yeah.
And I say probably because 10 years from now,
time
I'm going to come back
tell.
And say, right.
That's right.
But I, the more I think of the mistakes that have been made in the past, mistakes
yep.
I've made,
yep.
my wife's made, mistakes I've seen other people make, mistakes my son might make,
right.
loved ones might make,
right.
Chloe might make over there once she gets wealthy, being my intern this summer, that having good advice would have served me really well the last 30 years.
Well,
would have served me much better.
One of the things I say, constant over and over, is if you think hiring a professional is expensive, hire an amateur.
Well, that's what Lamar's saying right now. You don't like me? Let Tyler play.
Yeah, right. right. We saw that.
But one is $40 million and one
right.
is what it is.
That's right.
And I would think the same thing's true. I mean, I got taken advantage of by a stockbroker 30 years ago.
Yep.
And I'll never forget the meeting I had. And I'm still friendly with this human. I mean, he was a good human. Didn't do me right 30 years ago.
Yeah.
But he said, I've lost a lot of money for you. I don't know why I'm still your stockbroker. And I'm like, I don't know why you became my stockbroker in the beginning
there you
if
go.
You're going to like lose 20
That's
grand
it.
For me.
Well, you know, there's a lot of speculating and gambling going on out there that people do with their money because of ignorance. It's not that they're hiring someone that they don't believe is going to do the best job. It's that they don't even know who does the best job. They don't even understand what the motivation is of the person that's serving
them. Look, we're in the OTB. By the way, we're at Nick's Grandstand Grill. I'm having a beer. It's a holiday weekend. I got Purple Rain 1 and 2. I'm going to give Raskin the autographed copy by Brian Billick. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Our friends of course, here at Window Nation, our newest friends. We got great sponsors around here, and our friends at Goodwill. I'm going to get my little bus out of my bag because I have a little Goodwill bus. Racing form.
Yep.
Everybody in here has got a racing form.
Yeah.
Now, Chloe and I, we bet, like, the green silk or the gold
silk.
Or like this horse up here's name is Path to Success. That sounds like a great horse, except to finish fourth.
Right.
So, you know, you bet names, but every one of those four, and we did racing all last week around
right?
There's a past performance record.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So that's really what you're here to sell my audience and our audience is. You've been doing this a long time, and you've helped a lot of people.
And absolutely. And there is a philosophy of care that comes along with that in what we do.
I saw you doing it 5 minutes.
Yeah,
literally, you were over here with somebody saying, take this down, put this up. I don't know what the hell you're talking
about. The fact of the matter is that in every prospectus and any investment you get involved in, there's a big line on there that says past performance is no guarantee of future results. Right. On the document, mandated by law, I would change that sentence if I was in charge. What I would change it to is...
Tell him what you need. He's ordering crabs. He needs crabs.
I need some big crabs.
Right now?
No, I'm ready to go, but I want to make sure they're not gone. Do you have a lot of them here? Okay. Okay, great.
Big,
then
beautiful.
Big, beautiful to go.
It's Memorial Day weekend. How can you not
how
have
can
crabs?
You not have crabs?
Right, exactly.
Absolutely. So anyway, I would change that line to not as past performance, no guarantee of future results. I would say past performance has no basis whatsoever on the future results when it comes to investing. There is a philosophy. There is a way to do it. There is an academic, evidence-based, proven track of how to invest. And you can get excellent results using those methods. But
does
what happened yesterday...
Does diversification sit at the beginning of it?
Yes.
Has to be.
Yes.
You can't be in Coke or Walmart or Bitcoin and think...
Gambling.
That's
speculating
gambling.
And gambling. You're picking stocks. You are hoping you pick the right one. And you just mentioned Coke and what else did you say?
I said Pepsi, Walmart.
Walmart, whatever. What you didn't say was Enron and WorldCom.
Or Kodak or Polaroid.
Exactly. Because you know why? Nobody talks about those anymore. Everybody wants Facebook and they want Google and they want Microsoft and they want Amazon. They didn't want Amazon 20 years ago. They didn't want the patron saint of coffee. You know what that is, right?
Yes.
Saint Arbucks.
Yes.
You know that one, right?
Not Rofo, by the way. But
I'm just talking the patron saint, the big one. Saint Arbucks, Starbucks. Nobody wanted that stock years ago, but it has been a killer. But nobody remembers they own Kodak. Any one of those is speculating and gambling and be taken out tomorrow and you would be lost. Your money would be gone. It's pure gambling. Now, you can be lucky. There's no question. People are lucky. But that doesn't beget skill.
Leonard Raskin is here. He's Raskin Global. We're at Nick's Grandstand Grill. I had the fried shrimp. We're doing the crab cake a little later on. I've got some great friends here. I walk in. This is a wonderful place. You live in, you work in this area.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why it's a neighborhood tour. I dragged you downtown yesterday. I dragged you out to Timonium. What's going on with the boy? You got the summer. Your European trip, when you talk about saving money and doing well for yourself, I'm going to Europe for a week next month to see my wife's donor, spend a little time with him. But you're going over for like a real... This is the longest trip. This is a trip of your life.
We're going to do a big trip. We're going to do a big trip.
What are you looking forward to the most when you're going?
Well, you know, crazily enough, I'm looking forward to going to Wimbledon. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
look at that guy. He's going to bite me. Look at that guy. That's big and beautiful. You said.
Come on.
I'm with you.
Blue crabs, man. That's what we do up here. Look at that.
They're not getting them on camera.
It's the crab cake tour.
There we go.
Perfect,
there we
right?
go. Look
there you
at
go.
That. That is beautiful.
Get the choppers away from me, man. I feel like I'm over at the Bear Creek. But
dozen and a half.
There you go. Dozen and a half to make you laugh.
What time? Let's say 4. Hang out a while.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
It's personal service.
Yeah, that's the way it is right there. That's
local. That's what we do around here.
That's beautiful.
You're going to Wimbledon. You were talking about
I want to go to Wimbledon. I want to see Wimbledon. And then after I see Wimbledon, at the end of June, I'm going to go over and see the Eiffel Tower.
You've never been to Paris?
No.
Okay. So you're doing things I've done. So what I'm going
to
do is...
Well, I've been to London with you. We went over there to see the Ravens.
I'm just trying to think of the places you're going. So I'm going to give a little Parisian advice here, all right? So you go to Paris. You want to get caramels at a place called Henri Leroux. It's a very small little chocolatier
Beautiful.
And Carmelier, right? They make caramels.
Yeah, beautiful.
It's not Getz's, you know, this is a cereal.
It's not a caramel cream. It's not a caramel cream.
And I want you to bring me some. And then because they keep. But there's a place called Maison, which means house. Charles Larnacol is a name. Maison Charles Larnacol. This is a pastry store that has all fresh. They have these things called coquinettes. And they're like, sort of like a croissant, but they're sweeter than that. And they make them in pistachio, cherry, raspberry.
All right.
They're called coquinettes. I will Google it up for you.
Absolutely.
And I will make sure. But
absolutely,
you will not go hungry in Perry.
No, I'm sure not.
Not in Perry.
I'm sure not. So the boy has, is Ohio State, and he is a history English major. We've talked about it. And medieval Renaissance studies. So he picked where he wants to go on the trip. He's going to do some studying.
So you don't even know what you're doing.
I don't know what I'm doing. He's taking French.
Be some, you're going to come back.
He's taking French while we're there. He's taking French class this summer.
So what I wanted you to do is, you're going to tell me Wimbledon because it's who you are and you're Leonard.
You've got to see some tennis. You've got to do some strawberries and cream.
I'm going to see all that. But what I want you to do is focus on this because you're doing a long trip. And I've done a lot of trips. I have always learned, and this is travel around the world.
Yeah.
I am going to Europe in a month. We're seeing the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're going to see her donor.
Right.
I have never been to Anne Frank. I have been to Van Gogh. I've done some stuff. But something's going to happen that I can't fathom.
Right.
There's going to be a meal,
of course,
a person,
of
an
course.
Event. Because the purpose you go is for the Springsteen show.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to Quebec to see Pearl Jam.
Right.
But I'm not really going to Quebec to see Pearl Jam. I'm probably going to eat the best lobster I've ever had.
Yeah, there you go. Something
or eat a meal,
wild. Something
or
great.
Or see something I've never seen. Or an eagle's going to land on my head. Or something's going to happen.
Absolutely.
That's going to far supersede Eddie Vedder singing Yellow Ledbetter.
There you go.
When it's all over.
That's it.
So you think it's Wimbledon.
Oh,
like,
no. It's going to be something.
It's going to be something
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. We're going to cathedrals. We're going to taverns. I want to just
pubs,
sit out.
Pub.
I want to sit out at the Parisian. What is it? Not a pub there. It's
cafe.
Just a cafe. Right.
Outdoor
thank you.
Cafe,
thank
yes.
you. And just watch the people. I just want to see the people.
What I want you to do
it's
is
cool.
say.
I just want to see the people.
Pardonnez-moi, monsieur. Croque monsieur from madame. Is what you need to do.
Okay. What's that?
It's just a little sandwich with an egg on it. It's
oh, okay.
It's an
ham
egg,
and eggs for the girl.
It's an open-faced egg McMuffin
there
with some
go.
Stuff on it. Is what
egg
it is.
McMuffin for the lady.
But you say croque monsieur or croque madame. And,
well, Matthew is studying French. That's what I'm saying. So he's at least going to be a little bit of liaison over there, so I don't seem like just a nasty American that doesn't speak
a
word
French
of French.
I had French fries here, but I think she picked them up.
There you go, French fries. I got French fries and French toast. That's about the extent
tell
of my
to
French.
Find you and tell them that don't find you in the middle of July, right? You're,
right.
You're about to get out of here.
Yeah, we'll get out of here for a little while. RaskinGlobal.com, LinkedIn.com/Leonard Raskin, Facebook Raskin Global. We put out stuff all the time. Constantly doing stuff. We got a session on the American Dream coming up this summer in July. So lots of great stuff happening.
Look, I know we don't bet on things here other than the Maryland Lottery. And
we're
here
lottery,
at OTB. We bet on things. So if I were to ask you to make a substantial bet, given your, whether that's $100 for you or $5, a substantial bet right this minute.
Yeah.
If you had dumb money that you're just going to waste, would you bet on or against the Baltimore Ravens winning a Super Bowl with Lamar Jackson as their quarterback, based on what you know about past performance in football, your heart is, and all that? Do you really think that you and I are going to be at a Super Bowl with Lamar winning it?
Yes.
Okay, all right. That's just
so here's why. Here's one of the reasons
then there's
why.
No amount of money he can extract out of the organization that's not worth it.
Absolutely. A lot of people get drafted and they say, we're going to win a Super Bowl. But when he walked across that draft floor.
Believe that.
And said,
believe that.
We're going to win a Super Bowl. I'm going to take this team to the Super Bowl.
Believe that. So he said, believe that.
And he's got it. You know, he's got that talent. He's getting better.
He's good enough
to win. He's getting better.
Yeah.
And they're putting better people around him. And I don't think there's any question but that he can and will.
You are a true believer.
Absolutely.
I like that. All right, Leonard Raskin joining us here. Raskin Global. It's all brought to you by our friends at Window Nation, the Maryland Lottery, and Goodwill. I'm going to get my little truck out. See, with Goodwill, I've been cleaning and cleaning and cleaning. And we have a whole closet for Goodwill.
There you go.
I went down to the basement. My wife says to me, see that table over there? That's for Goodwill. And I'm like, we're going to need the truck.
Yeah,
we're
going right.
to need the truck.
Got to get the truck
fit
out
the truck.
Here. That's
so,
right.
Memo to Lisa and Jonathan. We're going to need the truck. I am Nestor. We're here at Nick's Grandstand Grill. People are betting races. Chris Pike is here in his Oriole swag.
Now on deck at WNST, it's Chris Pike.
There we go.
It's my webmaster. I got to be nice to him and buy him beer.
Beautiful.
I'm not giving him the jumbo lump. Yeah, I'm going to give him the claw meat. Is what
there
I'm
you
do.
Go. There you go.
We are WNSD AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore. Back for more from Nick's Grandstand Grill, the OTB. We're in Timonium having fun with friends on a holiday weekend.